Sky 15. World International Network presents a 1999 drama based on the true story of actor Michael Landon, whose affair with a younger woman almost destroyed his family. Directed by Michael Landon Jr., starring Joel Berth and Sarah Lancaster. Television news crews and trucks set up their equipment outside a large house, waiting for the latest developments. Inside, a family sit in silence. Michael Jr. speaks his thoughts as the family mourn for their loss.
My father, Michael Landon, had been loved by millions. And now that he was gone, the world would mourn with us. Mourn the loss of a man who spent his life bringing loving families and honest values into their living rooms. But my father was much more complex than the simple, noble men he portrayed. And his own family life didn't always mirror the television images. I am my father's son. And I have struggled with his legacy. And my own.
Through a window appears the past. A young Michael Jr. sits at his CB radio. It is the 1960s. He looks out of his window to see his father pull up in a car on the drive.
Dad's home, Jack. Gotta go. Over and out.
Michael Jr. and his sister Leslie race to see who can get to their father first.
Get a green one.
Yeah. She's not there.
Suck it.
Hey, how was your day, huh?
Good.
Kisses.
Yeah, I hit 2 homers, Daddy. Brought in 5 runs.
Way to go, Les.
Can we play 3 flies up? I'm up first.
Yeah, we can play. Hang on a second. Lord, you're beautiful. Would you marry me?
I already did.
That's a relief. All right, you got 2 home runs, huh? Mm-hmm. Did you beat up any wimps today?
Just Mike.
You wish.
Come on, let's get our miss.
Mike, did you have a report card to give Dad?
Pup. Now, you know all I care about, you do your best. You work hard. Any bad grades in effort?
Only one. English.
Well, that's one too many, son. Now, if you don't understand something, that's one thing, but there is no excuse for laziness. If it happens again, you're going to be spending weekends up in your room. You got me?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Dad, we have no school tomorrow. Can we still go to work with you? Please?
Why? Please? Nothing good ever happens out there. Come on.
On a film set, Michael as a cowboy is thrown through the glass front of a bar. A shady Mexican comes looking for the cowboy and they slug it out. Michael wins.
This time, wash behind your ears. Cut!
Cut, Andy. Glenn, is that all right for camera?
That was very good for camera.
You all right? You bet. That was great.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that is a wrap. Have a nice weekend.
Mike, do you have time to look at a couple of script changes before
nope.
you split? Because
we're going home.
I miss my wife and baby girl.
That was great, Dad.
Hey, wait.
All right, now remember, kids, we got an early morning tomorrow,
Now pick up your brother Josh and go fishing.
Their car is waiting at traffic lights. Some young boys in the car pull up beside them.
That's him, Dan. I know that guy. I know him. Look, Dan, it's Little Joe from Bonanza. How's Pa and Big Hoss, Dan?
Hey, show us that fast draw you got there, Little Joe.
Hey, Little Joe. Hey, you ever seen one of these on the Panderosa, man?
The younger boy makes a rude gesture and the car pulls away. Michael catches up with the car and pulls in behind it.
Stay in the car, kids.
He gets out of his car and goes to the other car.
What's he doing? Dad's gonna kick their butts.
Now that I've got your undivided attention, it should be clear that I do not like my children exposed to that kind of disrespect. Yeah? Uh-huh. Clear? Uh-huh. All right.
At home in the morning, and Michael opens Michael Jr.'s curtains.
Hey, wake up. Rise and fish. We have a dry night? Well, don't worry about it. Go on. Go get cleaned up. I'll take care of the sheets.
No, let me, Dad.
Son, you'll outgrow it, all right? Don't worry about it. Your mother's not gonna hang the sheets out the window like mine did. But then again, your mother hasn't washed a sheet since I met her. Now go on, I'll stash these for Betty. Go on.
I love you, Dad.
I love you more. Now go on, the fish are waiting.
Michael and three children fish on the pier together.
Here you go, son. I got one all set up for you. Hey, tell me something, would you? What's up with your brother, Mark? I hardly ever see him.
No, he's fine. He still works part-time at the market and still plays piano every other second.
I guess he's just too grown up to come around anymore, huh? I can dig that. As soon as I got away from my folks, I was long gone, too.
Michael, what happened?
Harry, quick, get over here, get a picture. Mr. Oh, do you mind? Oh, you don't mind, do you? Oh, you are going to make our vacation. Did you know what this is?
There we go.
Oh, you're so tall. You might want to put your hand around my shoulder, Mr. Lannon. Oh, gosh. He's not my God. That one time. Taking his pictures.
Michael's car pulls up in a quiet residential street.
Hey, Dodie.
Hi.
Right on time.
Come on, Josh.
Time to go, son.
Why do I have to go home so early?
Because your mom has something special planned. Now, I promise next time you can spend the whole weekend, okay? Come on, son.
Reluctantly, Josh gets out of the car.
We had a great time.
I feel sorry for Josh.
Yeah, me too. I'd die if I couldn't see my dad every day.
No,
you don't know what you're talking
about. No, you're wrong. Look, if Nixon was innocent, he would turn the tapes over to Judge Sirica.
You're completely missing my point. We're talking about the system here. We're talking about political sabotage, partisan politics at its finest. That's what we're talking about.
Of course, it's much easier to blame the system than hold the individual accountable, right?
Lynn, I love your brother, but he's full of crap. Michael, pass the tartar sauce, would you, son?
The man is a liar and a thief.
Bob, Never argue with someone that loves to argue.
Lynn, we're not arguing.
We're debating about the best foreign policy president this country has ever had. That's what we're doing. Excuse me.
Bless you.
Bless you. God bless you. Mike.
What?
What you're teaching the children.
Michael pulls the chip out of his nose with his tongue and eats it.
Come on, have him lighten up.
Oh, jeez, he's choking again.
Give him some air.
Do something.
Come on.
Mike?
Come on, up you go. Get up. Come on. All right.
I told him to eat slowly and to chew his food. I have told him a million times.
All right, it's all right. Next time, chew better. All right, son?
How many times have I told you this? Mike, how many times have I told you to chew your food? You scared me to death.
But Nixon is not as out of line as you think he is.
Oh, come on.
In the evening, the children play in the pool while Michael and Lynn dance by the edge.
I've been looking at some houses in Beverly Hills. I want you to look with me.
Aren't you happy here?
Yes, I'm happy. That's not it. The truth is, we've run out of bedrooms.
What do you mean we... Why didn't you tell me that before?
Well, you were too busy shoving food up your nose, for one thing.
Oh, Lynn, baby, I'm so happy. I'm so happy. I never thought that this could happen.
Well, we always planned for a big family.
No. I never thought that I would be part of a happy family. I just never thought it was possible.
Well, it is. And you are.
I love you so much. Kids.
Kids, listen up. We're having a baby. We're having a baby!
So?
What
is that
think?
Okay with you?
Yeah.
Is that okay with you?
It's okay with me.
Removal men unload the Landons' belongings into their new house. It is Spanish in style, with arches providing shade from the scorching sun.
Such a great house.
Hey, every woman needs a 20,000 square foot house with 9 bedrooms.
And 13 bathrooms.
Have to buy toilet paper by the case.
They notice Michael Jr. and Leslie standing alone looking miserable.
Yeah. Hey, kids. Come on, why the glum faces?
It's gonna be so different living here.
Sweetheart.
I miss the old house already.
Come here. Have you been thinking about how much fun we can have here? We can go swimming, we can play baseball, you can play tennis.
So big.
Son, everything can be just the same as it was, only bigger. Come on, look up there. See that? That is your room. Michael, you can have practically the whole front of the house to yourself.
Through a window, time moves on. Michael is on his CB radio. He is now a teenager.
Jack, how did your parents act before they got divorced? I mean, were there any signs? Over.
You mean like fighting over everything or not speaking at all? Him traveling alone? Bishop to Queen, Rook 5. Why?
I don't know. Well, it's nothing. Never mind. Hey, Dad's home. Over and out.
Report card in hand, Michael Jr. excitedly runs downstairs to greet his father. Leslie and their younger brother and sister, Shauna and Christopher, join him.
Hey, hey, kids. Hey, come on, you gotta let me get in the house.
Listen,
I can't hear you
when
you're talking at the same time.
Chris,
hey, you quiet, son.
Shauna, come on, Chris. I have told you about this.
Sweetheart, I'm sorry. Did you have a hard day?
Yeah, I just need
Chris.
A moment.
I just need a little peace, that's all.
Okay, everybody, we're due at Antonio's in 1 hour.
No, honey, we're not going to Antonio's tonight, are we?
I forgot. That's okay, I'll
No, that's fine, Mom.
You've had a hard day.
No, it's fine. It's fine. We'll go.
Let's get something done with your hair. Come on. Betty, help me get these kids together. Come on now.
Michael Jr. tries to show his father his report card, but he has walked away from him.
No. Pasta per la signore e vitello per signor Lerner.
Thank you.
Tutto a posto, huh? Mikey, you're getting to be a big kid now, huh? You look just like your papa. Listen, you ever want a job, you come see Antonio, all right?
Thank you, sir. That's quite an offer.
Niente.
Thank you.
I've been pretty desperate to work here, huh, Dad?
Hey, don't you be so cocky, son. Most people work their butts off their entire lives without any recognition whatsoever. And you try hawking studio ads like my old man did, only to drop dead in a bowl of soup. If I didn't go to an audition with a friend and get lucky enough to get an acting job, I'd still be unloading freight cars, and you sure wouldn't be sitting here tonight where you are, mister.
Do I get something to drink?
Yeah. Hey, how about a glass of Mrs. Landon's favorite red wine?
Never used to have to ask. What's going on?
I have a basketball game on Saturday.
Honey, I was talking to Dad.
Yeah, that's a makeup girl. She's young, she makes mistakes.
Why does she get to you so?
I don't know.
Hey, how about a barbecue this weekend? It's been so long since we've had...
Son, I was thinking about maybe going fishing this weekend.
That's even better.
I was thinking about going along. Look, son, I'm worn out. All right, I need a little space, a little room to myself.
Yeah. I think that's a great idea. You give so much to everyone, to us. I think you probably need some time for yourself.
Well, thank you, sweetheart.
A very young Michael walks in the shadow of his father, who is dressed as Little Joe from the television show Bonanza. Michael Jr. is adoringly looking up to his father. They walk towards hysterical fans after an autograph. The 15-year-old Michael Jr. wakes from his dream. Michael returns home from his fishing trip. Michael Jr. runs to meet him.
Hey, how's fishing?
Hey, son. Time alone is just what I need. Casting into the wind, the warm sand.
Your rod's so clean. So is your tackle box.
Hi, how was it? Fish biting?
No. I'm a little tired, sweetheart. I'm gonna go take a nap.
Worriedly, Lynn and Michael Jr. look at each other. Lynn puts her hand on the clean fishing rod and sees that it has not been used. Lynn flicks through the local directory. She comes to the pages of investigators.
Perry Investigations?
Yes.
May I help you?
I have a situation here and,
What can we do for you?
It's probably nothing.
That was a great play in the night, son. You reached right up and grabbed that ball out of the sky.
You are embarrassing me. Week after week, you're embarrassing me. Why is that? Huh?
What a jerk.
What
if that guy has any idea what he's doing to his son?
When you get home, you're going to take so many ground balls until you get
some. He's got to miss the ball. He's going to... Yeah, you know something? That's exactly what my mother used to do. One day I was... maybe 14 years old, out in front of our drugstore with a bunch of my friends, right? Taxi cab comes screaming up to the front. She jumps out, starts hitting me over the head with a coat hanger, call me all kinds of names in front of my friends.
So what'd you do?
What'd I do? I made like it was a joke. I said, hey, guys, you know, I think I gotta go. My mother wants me. Tell you something, son. I wanna punch your lights out.
So, Dad, is everything all right with you and Mom?
what that guy ought to do. He ought to tell his son.
Son, listen. Some balls are bound to get by you. Just don't beat yourself up if they do.
It's Christmas morning, and the London children race down the sweeping staircase to open their Christmas presents.
This is a moment we don't want to forget.
Cut! Thanks, Mr. Landon. Nice work, kids. All right, we'll reset for Mother's close-up.
Mrs. Landon, a call for you.
Lynn goes to another room to take the call.
Hello?
Mrs. Landon?
Yes.
Perry Investigations. I have information for you. I'm sorry to confirm your husband is having an affair with the makeup artist on his show. I have dates, times, and photographs.
Thank you. I'll get back to you.
Hey, Lynn. Lynn! Sweetheart, what's the matter?
Why don't you tell me about your little secret?
Action figure again.
Hey, well, why don't we just go talk to your sister about that, huh?
Michael leaves with Christopher. Lynn is left on her own to think about her recent discovery. Michael Jr. calls on his best friend, Jack.
I've been trying to raise you. What are you doing?
Dreaming of snow and ice. Hey! How about we get two ice blocks from the ice shed and slide down the hill at the country club?
Yeah, like that could really happen.
No, man, I've done it. I know I got a picture here. So. Here, see? Aspen. Man, what's with you?
Something's going on at home. I think it's serious. I mean, I never could talk to my mom before, but now my dad's getting weird, too.
You're 15, man. You're not supposed to talk to your parents. They hate you, you hate them. Why do you think my mom has me here in the guest house?
But it's different at my house. I mean, my dad's the best. He's everything.
It's like that in everybody's house, man. Just some of us are better at hiding it.
Michael Jr. finds a hidden marijuana cigarette.
Think this stuff helps?
Maybe. Sometimes.
He throws it down on the table.
Too many things are changing. Keep it on our channel, Jack.
He changes the channel on the CB radio and leaves. Leslie carries a bouquet of flowers.
He's just arrived from Dad. He has to shoot late, so he's going to meet you there. Isn't it beautiful?
I don't know what your dad wants from me. One minute I'm a queen, the next minute I'm an absolute stranger.
Where's that silvery eyeshadow that you like so much? Let me help.
You know, when your father and I were... When your father was with Dodie, you know, he came after me. I didn't go after him. I never wanted to be any kind of homewrecker or any...
Mom, what are you talking about?
Knock, knock.
Hi. Can I approach the bench?
Yeah, listen, talk to Mom, because she's weirding out, and I need to go find some eyeshadow.
You okay, sis?
He told me the affair was over. I have to believe him. I have to give my marriage a chance.
I know you do.
I can't move it so you can get it in my mouth.
Okay, shh, it's time.
Now,
listen.
For the favorite dramatic television program, the nominations are Family.
Stop it, Chris.
Quincy.
Look, there's Dad, look.
Little House on the Prairie. And your favorite is Little House on the Prairie.
Thank you. I'm especially proud of this award. I love television. It's one heck of a medium. And
I'm sure, I was nervous.
It,
if our show causes one child to pick up a book and read it, then I'm especially proud. Because hey, Mom and Dad, if we don't start talking to our families, then I'm afraid we're gonna have dire problems.
Michael and Lynn return home after the award ceremony.
Mom, isn't it great? Dad won. What's going on?
Come here. Sit down, sweetie. Leslie, you know how much I love you. I mean, you're so perfect.
Dad, what's going on?
I tried not to... Sweetie, I tried really hard not to hurt anybody.
What are you talking about?
Your daddy has met and fallen in love with another woman. Please don't hate me, sweetheart.
No!
Leslie, I don't know what... Please don't.
No. Leslie. Go to your room. What did you say to her?
I told her the truth.
Oh. What was the truth, Mike? That you just led me to the apartment of the woman you're sleeping with?
No, I didn't lead you anywhere. You followed me, remember?
You told me it was over.
Well, I thought it was over. I just can't seem to help myself. I'm all screwed up in the head. But listen, sweetheart, it's not you, it's me. I'm just not excited about my work anymore.
Oh, you're not excited. How can you be so selfish?
I'm not excited about anything anymore, Lynn, and it's tearing me apart. I mean, people, they see a whole different thing, but I feel like nothing.
Oh, please.
I even think that you and the kids, that you don't love me for who I am. You love me for what I'm supposed to be.
Oh, my God.
But you listen to me.
I can't believe you're saying this to me. Fine, fine. Then quit the business. Who cares? I don't care if you are a plumber or a movie star.
You don't care. You don't care. What I've given you. I've given you everything you ever wanted in your whole life. And I've lived like a saint through the whole damn thing.
Mike. This is our life. We have a life. And we have a happy family. We have obligations.
I don't want any more obligations. I've got enough obligations, Lynn. What I want is her. I want her excitement about my work. I want her innocence. Lynn,
her youth won't bring back yours.
No.
I don't deserve this.
No, honey, but I deserve this. I deserve this.
Get out. Get out!
The children are all asleep in their bedrooms, unaware of what has happened.
If Daddy doesn't live here anymore, is he homeless? Has he been out in the cold?
No, I told you. He was living in a hotel, but now he has a real house and we can go visit him.
Hey, Dad. Yeah, I missed you too. Yeah, I'm doing great, just great. You work things out. You always do.
Michael Jr. nervously practices in the mirror.
Daddy! Daddy!
Hey! Oh, how are you?
I missed you.
Do you have everything?
Are you cool, Daddy?
Well, sweetheart, I'm not cold, are you?
No.
You look good.
Thank you, so do you.
Hey, Dad.
Hey, son. Come on, let's go. Let's go. Get in the car. Get in the car.
Wear your jackets, okay?
Lynn is heartbroken as she watches Michael leave with the children. Michael and the children enjoy themselves at the fair.
Come on, you gotta hang out of the horse.
Should we? Let's go.
Hey.
Your fortune will soon await you.
I was not talking about your inheritance.
Dad.
What's the hairy tance?
Well, son, a hairy tance is a ferocious monster that makes families fight one another.
That's silly. Come on, Daddy, read yours.
All right, sweetheart. Let's see. You will soon meet a mysterious stranger. Terrific. Let's see if I don't have enough trouble as it is, right? Hey, kids, I'm really glad we had a chance to spend some time together. You have fun? You have fun with me, huh?
I like the haunted house best. I like the real fortune teller lady best.
Oh, yeah? What real fortune did the lady tell you?
I asked her if you and Mommy would get back together, and she said yes. She doesn't even know her mom. I need a fork.
Chris, son, I think the lady might know her stuff. I mean, I'm still hoping that your mom and I'll get back together.
Well, that depends, Dad.
Depends on what, Les?
Are you still seeing, you know?
I'll get you a fork, Chris.
No, I'm not, sweetheart. That's over.
Good.
Hey, where's the silverware in this place?
Sweetheart, slow down. Come on, keep eating like that, you're gonna be big as a barn.
Whoa, diamond earrings. Hey, who do these belong to?
That's, I don't know, son. Maybe the cleaning lady. What do you say, kids? What do you want? You want ice cream or a movie?
Ice cream and a movie.
How about you, son? What do you say? Ice cream, a movie? What?
Whatever. I got things to do at home.
Sweetheart, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead, it's good.
Leslie is waiting in line at a supermarket. She sees a magazine with a picture of her father and his new lover. She becomes more agitated, starts to cry, and runs out of the shop.
He is arrogant. He is thoughtless. How can he do this to her, huh? How can he do this? He's just, we're so far beneath him. Are you so far above common decency?
Well, calm down. I mean, you should think this through.
Look, I've thought it through. I am not going to stick around for this. I am not going to let him rub my nose in it. He's moved on. I'm taking the kids to Mexico.
In Mexico, where the scenery is beautiful, the family sit in their hotel room.
Dad said that I look fat.
No, honey, you look fine. Well, when you bend over like that, it... Hello? Hi, Bob. No, it's okay, just tell me. Okay, I guess that's it then. It was Uncle Bob. Your father filed for divorce.
But the fortune teller lady said...
She wasn't real, Shauna. Just pretend.
Does this mean we can go out and have fun?
No, it doesn't. I'll be damned if we're going to sit around here in this room and mope. We are going to have fun.
Michael Jr. fills with anger and sorrow at what his father has done. He begins to cry. Lynn, Leslie and Michael Jr. are in a nightclub. Lynn is trying to enjoy herself, while Michael Jr. and Leslie look awkward. In the distance, a handsome young man is watching Lynn. He approaches her, says something to her, and she gets up to dance with him.
What a buzzin', what's he want?
Our mother.
Mom.
Michael Jr. and Leslie watch their mother dance provocatively with the young man.
That's it, I'm out of here.
What are you doing?
Michael Jr. cuts in between his mother and the handsome stranger.
Hey yourself, all right?
What?
I'm going back. I need some money for a taxi.
Honey, the money's in my purse.
Yes, I want to leave now.
Where are your manners, you punk? You insult me, my partner?
Hey, she's not your partner, all right, greaseball. Hey, do that again, I'm going to belt you.
The young man taps Michael Jr. on the shoulder. Bouncers interrupt the scuffle between the two men.
What are you doing?
Try to get away from you.
Oh, I see. It's okay for your father to live with someone, but I can't even have a dance.
No. None of it's okay, all right? There's four kids at home, and neither one of you are thinking about us.
Michael?
Michael Jr. sits on his own by the poolside. He's joined by his mother, who puts ice on his swollen eye.
The last time I nursed a black eye, it was your dad's. Would you believe he got in a fight over some wig I was wearing? A big old pink puffy thing, and it didn't even look like hair. He just, well, he'd had a little too much to drink, and he decided it was time to defend my honor.
You wore a pink wig.
Yes. It was very much the style. And if there's one thing your father demanded of me, it was to be stylish. You know, you really reminded me of him back there. So brave and handsome and foolish.
I didn't feel so brave. I'm scared.
I know, honey. We all are.
The family arrive home, and as Michael Jr. reaches the top of the staircase, he hears his mother crying. They both stand in an empty closet.
His stuff's gone. He took everything.
I just wanted to spare you kids the pain.
Michael Jr. awkwardly tries to comfort his mother by putting his arm around her.
Weekends. I need stuff you really don't need. Dad knows he screwed up. He'll fix things. He always does.
Yeah. He was just on vacation for a while with someone besides your mom.
Shut up, Jack. Hey, it's tougher for you. Everyone knows who your dad is. The rep you gotta live up to. Never thought I'd be thankful to my dad for being a nobody. Where are we going now?
I've always wanted to go into that house. I'm going to.
What if someone
but he's home.
So don't let him see you.
Michael Jr. climbs up onto the porch of the house. Jack takes a swig of the alcohol for courage. They open the French windows into the house. It is dark and they are drunk.
Whoa. Yeah. Whoa, dude, this place is creepy. It's pretty cool to me.
They find adult magazines and hide them under their shirts.
Who's in here?
They both run for cover. Jack comes out from behind the sofa, Michael Jr. from behind a curtain.
Turn around and move back the way you came. It happens again, I call the cops.
Is that cool or what, man?
What the hell?
You almost got us killed.
Dude, what are you talking about? That guy was running on unleaded gas.
I'm not listening to you anymore.
Jack leaves Michael Jr. on his own. From a window, Michael watches his father leave with the other children.
That's it, Michael. I'm not going to lie for you anymore. You're going to have to find a way to face him and deal with his new life.
I'm not ready to meet her. What about you, Mom? What kind of life is getting all fixed up for him? Then to spend the rest of the day in bed.
Lynn walks away from Michael Jr. On the beach, Michael embraces his new love, Cindy, as the children play with a kite.
What is it, Betty? It's so important.
There's someone here to see you.
Dad!
Ta-da!
What?
Oh. What? No way! Oh, my God.
Hey, happy birthday, big old boy! There you go.
No way! This is so incredible!
Hey, let's go for a spin. You can be my first passenger. Santa Barbara?
Santa can't. I'm already a little late for Cindy's. You understand, right? But hey, you're still on to meet her next week, right?
Sure, right.
All right, hey. Son, enjoy it.
Michael Jr. is left alone with his brand new car whilst his father drives off.
I mean, everybody turn around. And up out of the water comes nothing but skin and black eyebrows, right? Mark, looking for his, trying to put his hair back on. We had a 2-hour break that day because I had to dry his hairpiece and put his hair. hey, listen, I'll meet you with it. Come on, kids. Listen, Cindy is really kind of nervous about meeting you two. She wants to make sure that you like her. Now, you're gonna like her. You're gonna love her. She says she's funny, she's cute, and here she is. Cindy, I want you to meet my kids. This is Mike Jr.
Hello.
And this is my Leslie.
Hi, Cindy. I like your blouse.
Thanks. I like yours, too.
Isn't that just like two women? They're always yakking about clothes, son. Excuse me.
Michael puts a cigarette up his nose.
Bless you.
Phew! What?
That is terrible.
What? What's so funny? Oh my God.
That was our joke.
Excuse me. Son, listen to me. Your mom, she just wanted a different deal. You know, the big house, the fancy clothes, the Beverly Hills luncheons. I mean, it's fine, but it's just not me.
Listen, Cindy likes the same things that I like. It's a simple life. Son, you understand what I'm trying to tell you?
Yeah, Dad. Yeah, I do.
Michael Jr. drives off. Moments later, he pulls up beside Jack, who is in his car.
Oh, hey, man. How'd it go? Race you to the bottom. Let's road and kill ourselves. Too bad.
Michael Jr. pulls away first. They race along the road. Michael Jr. still has the lead.
Yeah, baby! Woo!
Jack pulls in beside Michael Jr. But Michael Jr. pulls in front again, and Jack makes up the ground.
Huh? Oh, you want some of this? You want some of this? Come on, baby, let's go!
Michael Jr. swerves his car. Michael Jr. loses control and the car turns onto its side, still skidding along the road. Michael is back home.
80 miles an hour, Michael? 80 miles an hour? What were you thinking? Well, you weren't thinking. That's the problem. So you met his lover. So what? You could have killed yourself. Or somebody else, for that matter. This behavior has got to stop. Do you hear me?
Sitting on his bed, Michael Jr. turns to the picture of his father and himself. Feeling alone and confused, he turns the picture face down on the table. Michael is hurting and he is sad. Michael lays on the bed and closes his eyes. In his dream, he is walking behind his father again. Michael starts to sign autographs, and Michael Jr. cannot find his father because of all the people.
Appreciate it. Thanks for watching.
Daddy? Daddy?
All right, I'll sign.
Where's my dad?
I'll get you. I'll get on it. Hey, thank
dad!
You.
A more mature Michael wakes. Time has passed again.
Michael? Michael?
What now?
I warned you. Michael, how many times did I tell you? How many times did we talk about this? I warned you that if you stopped applying yourself, you would be on your own.
What are you talking about? I'm working my butt off.
Save it. You've been kicked out of SC. Your father and I are cutting off your money.
Cutting me off? How the hell do you expect me to pay for anything?
Well, let's see. You might start by getting a job.
You know, it's a good thing he's not cutting your money off. Or you'd have to get a job, too.
That's it. You are out. You're 20 years old. It's time to grow up.
Michael packs his bag to leave and calls on his old friend Jack.
Hey,
Hey, Jack. You didn't call me back.
Been busy, man. School. You know. Life.
So can I stay here or not?
Sorry, it's, my mom. She thinks you really lost it, man. Afraid you'll burn the house down or something. Hey, look, I gotta go.
Once again, Michael Jr. stands alone. Leslie is walking towards her apartment, trying to find the door key.
What are you doing here? Why aren't you in school?
Got kicked out.
Oh, no. Did Mom go off?
Oh, that's an understatement. Anyway, look, I need to crash with you for a while until I get a job, okay?
Leslie allows Jack in.
Thanks, sis.
Sure.
I don't really even have dishwashing experience. We had housekeepers. But I hope...
Gonna be fine, Mikey, fine.
Michael Jr. is working in a restaurant. He carries a box of crockery from the kitchen into the dining room.
I'm gonna have a special for you. Mikey, drink water. Come on, presto. Wonderful things I'm gonna make with my own hands. Mamma mia, come on, quick, pick. It's Michael Landon's a kid, you know. I'm trying to train him.
Michael looks dejected after dropping the crockery. In her apartment, Leslie is gorging on potato crisps.
Hey. Be something either really good or really bad.
He picks up the magazine on the table.
Michael Landon's mistress pregnant. Why do they print that stuff? Come on, Les, we figured this would happen.
We are already so distanced from him. With a baby, I know it'll get worse.
Worse? We hardly ever see him now.
Well, maybe if we get him off by himself, you know? Let him know how we really feel.
Yeah. And maybe we can tell him what we feel, and he'll argue about how we really feel. You want to slow down on those things? You keep eating like that, you're going to get fat.
Dad is bad enough. I don't need it from you, too.
Leslie gets up and heads for the bathroom.
Les, I'm sorry. Les.
Michael Jr. watches as Leslie makes herself sick. He looks concerned.
Oh, God.
Leslie and Michael Jr. are having a meal with their father.
I really loved last week's show, Dad.
Writing and editing so much. Must miss directing. Not that you misdirect.
All right, let's cut through it, shall we? What do you guys want?
Well, you know, things have obviously been different lately. You know, and you've been so preoccupied lately that we just... Now, with Cindy pregnant, we're feeling like...
Shauna and Chris, now, they're too young to judge me. But I see that... You two more than make up the difference, don't you? Hang on. What about my right to be happy? I mean, how come you don't want me to be happy? Kids, come on. I mean, what's the matter with me being happy once in a while?
Of course we want you to be happy. It's just that we're afraid.
What are you afraid of? Afraid of what?
Of losing you more than we already have.
Michael, I'm right here. You want to talk to me? I'm here. Talk to me. What is it? What do you want? Hmm? I know what you want. Son, I can't give that to you anymore. Listen, kids, sometimes people, they just grow apart. Now, why does it have to be such a big problem?
You don't get it.
I don't get what, Michael? What is it that I don't get?
That you two don't want me to be happy because something has changed between your mother and I, and you want me to be miserable too. Is that it? Is that what I don't get? I've gone and upset Cindy. Are you happy?
This isn't about her. God, I am so pissed!
Go on, Michael, go on. Get mad, get angry.
Beat me up.
Michael wakes from his sleep. His hand is sore from having beaten the panel. He gets up out of bed.
My hand hurts. You got any aspirin?
I must have eaten something bad.
Even if I don't see you do it, I can tell. By your bloodshot eyes and the smell. You make yourself puke every day.
Please don't tell Mom and Dad.
Promise me you're gonna get some help.
I just thought that if I was thinner, Dad...
care about you more? We're on our own now. We gotta look out for each other. You hear me? It's okay. It's okay.
Lynn walks up a path to a house. She decides not to ring the doorbell, but then changes her mind and goes back. She is very nervous.
Dodie, it's Lynn. Lynn Landon.
Been a long time.
I know this is years late, but I never understood until now, until it happened to me. I need to apologize to you for the affair I had with Mike. I had absolutely no right.
You know, I never even think about it anymore. It's ancient history.
Lynn returns to her car. She sits looking relieved and less troubled.
To join in holy matrimony, this man and this woman.
Michael and Cindy are getting married, while Michael Jr., Leslie, Shauna and Christopher look on pensively.
May God cause Michael and Cindy to prosper in their new life together, and may they learn to share together and understand
like many of you here today, I had a hit-and-miss church upbringing. I knew a lot about God, but I didn't really know him. And that's how most people are. They know about him, but do they really know him? And I found myself sitting in a setback in life. And when you have a setback, it's easy to keep taking a step back. And I was like the prodigal son who lost everything he had on riotous living. But one day, something changed. I found my father. God the Father. He changed my life from the inside out and gave me a reason to live forever.
After listening to the sermon, Michael Jr. decides to go to see his father. Michael is on the beach fishing and is approached by his son.
Dad.
Son, been a while since you've been out. Kind of like your stepbrother's coming around less and less. How's it going?
It's going okay.
shooting some industrial videos during the day and still at Antonio's at night.
So how is your mother?
She's doing great.
Sean and Chris tell me she's been going to church.
It's true.
No, since my mother was raised Catholic, you know, and she always told Dad and me we were going to burn in hell because we were Jewish. Of course, that was after she made me study the Torah for a year to get bar mitzvahs.
Did she ever make you go to church?
What, are you kidding me? Son, we were one of the only two Jewish families in a town full of anti-Semitics. We couldn't even date girls who went to church. You know, kids used to feel my forehead to see if I had horns or not.
Pretty stupid kids.
Yeah. The double whammy came right on my bar mitzvah day. See, that's when dear old mom told me that it was all meaningless. Yeah, she'd had me baptized as a baby without my father even knowing it, so she told me it was just a joke. A joke she and him played to see who could outdo the other one. But you know what? In spite of all that, I knew that she didn't just find God in a book or some building somewhere. No, I knew that you could find God right out here. Roar of the ocean. Your smile. As a smile as a little boy. And in my work. Now this kid from Collingswood, New Jersey is playing an angel on TV. I mean, go figure.
So that's actually what I wanted to talk to you about. So I was wondering, there's something for me to do on highway. Because I need a real job, Dad. A career I can build.
All right. Camera department. You start at the very bottom. You do exactly as you're told. And if you screw anything up, I don't want you to come running to me to bail you out. You got it?
I won't let you down, Dad. Thanks.
Michael Jr. wakes up and realizes he is late.
Oh, God.
He rushes to the film set.
I'm sorry, man. My alarm didn't go off.
No magazines loaded. The cart's a mess. You're making me look real bad, man.
Come on, Junior. Ready to shoot.
I can't. Nothing's loaded.
Damn it, Mike. This is inexcusable.
I'm sorry, Mr.
No, Glenn, sorry doesn't cut it. You didn't do your job. And because of your screw-up, you're wasting a lot of people's time. I've never had a crew that shut a company down. I don't care who your father is. Now, you get your lazy ass in gear, get the right film off the truck and load it in five, or you're fired.
Okay, let's rehearse it. Let's go. Come on.
Would you look at this picture? Is this not the beautiful, most beautiful baby you've ever seen in your whole life?
Look at that face. Oh, look at that.
All right.
Look at that face, huh?
Jeez. Yeah, look at that.
Gorgeous. Now, you do a lot of things well, but I think this is the best. You make great babies.
Well, I pick great mamas. Man, that's a trick. Cindy had this baby without, look at that, without a hitch. And she looks really great. I got beautiful girls, and I have never been happier in my whole life. Never been happier. look at this. Whoa.
Hi, hi, hi.
Did you see that one?
Hey.
I didn't see your car out front.
I took a walk. I had to think. How does a man trade in one family for another again and again? Hey, these kids are getting too damn old. I'll make some younger ones. They can't talk back. You know, I used to feel sorry for my stepbrother, Josh. Now I am Josh. How does a man leave his family and not even say he's sorry?
I don't know. Hell, this whole thing could be eating him up too, you know?
Every rule Dad taught us, he's broken. He's lied. He's cheated.
Who doesn't? Come on, let's go inside.
Yeah, maybe my childhood was an illusion. Maybe it was just a movie Dad ran.
I made it all up. Take me home.
Where is home these days?
In the torrential rain, Jack drives Michael Jr. to the home he used to live in.
You're wasting. Get back in the car.
No. I told you I'm going home.
Come on, Mike. You don't even live here anymore. I'm leaving, Mike. I grew up here. I want to look around.
You go away before I call the police.
I just want to see my old room.
Hey, I'm going to call the cops.
Michael Jr., wet and cold, is in pain and cries in despair. He has so much hurt inside him.
Father, I need you.
He walks alone in the rain.
There's some of you that are here today, and you realize there must be more to life than just barely getting by, and you want to change. I want every head bowed and every eye closed. And some of you need to receive the Lord into your life. If that's you, if you want that change today, I want you to lift your hand right now. And by that, you're saying, yes, God, change my life.
Michael Jr. raises his hand.
Are you editing all weekend, or?
Nope. Moving this weekend.
Moving?
Yeah. Cindy found a bigger house in Malibu. Yeah, this way she can ride her horses. I can get back into playing tennis. Kids can have a pool to swim in.
Mr. Landon?
Yeah. I guess we'll make a wishes here. Enjoy.
Hey, welcome to the set.
Glad to see you still keeping it simple, Dad.
Hi.
Erin. Oh, you look beautiful.
Thanks.
Look at you. Come on, I want you to meet everybody. Hey, Dad.
Hey, how are you?
This is.
This show's great for all the screwed up families out there, which is every family I know. Not mine. My family's always been there for me when I needed them. You know, my parents, they are so much in love. It's really wonderful to see them.
Michael Jr. smiles at one of the girls. She notices and smiles back.
You know, it was amazing hearing you talk about your family the other day. Reminded me of my childhood. I knew if there was a pretty face behind that voice, I had to meet you.
So it took you so long?
2 weeks. 2 weeks is long?
Seemed like forever to me.
Well, the face wasn't that pretty. It's gorgeous. Guess I just had to find my nerve.
Cherie and Michael Jr. kiss.
Found my nerve, lost my vision.
How's that?
You fogged up my glasses.
They kiss again, and the water fountain soaks them. Back on location, Michael Jr. brings his father a drink.
Here you go, Dad.
Hey, thank you, son.
No problem.
Can you imagine living down here? I mean, think about it. Trying to raise a family under these circumstances.
I don't know how they do it.
I don't either.
You know Cherie, the girl I've been seeing?
Yeah.
I've asked her to marry me.
You're kidding. Well, how long have you been seeing her, son?
Over a year. Whoa. The wedding's in December.
December? Congratulations, son.
Thanks, Dad.
Come here, come on. Oh. Of course, you know, if I had to do it all over again, I'd probably wait a little older. You know, live a little. It's like Hemingway said, true love always ends badly. And unless both people are fortunate enough to die in the same accident, they're just chasing misery and they're going to catch it.
Michael Jr. looks disappointed.
Come on, I'm kidding. Lighten up.
Hey, Andy, my 23-year-old son's getting married. That's wonderful.
Cherie arrives in the park to a waiting Michael Jr.
Sorry I'm late. So, you know, the 10 people just informed me that they won't guarantee against leaks in December. So I think we should move the reception to a hotel. What do you think?
You know, who wants to hassle with weather and tents? I think we should wait, you know, not force this.
Hassle? Force this? How can you even say those words? What's happened?
Nothing.
Not good enough, Mike. Talk to me.
I don't know. You know, I was talking to my dad.
You're not marrying your father. You're marrying me.
Cherie, wait. You know it's not because I don't love you. Because I do. It's just that I'm scared. I'm scared that I'm gonna end up just like him. You know, and leave you and not really know why.
Mike, you recognize your fear. We're talking about it. The cycle's already broken.
You're right. I'm not like my father. You know, I don't need to look to him for approval. I just need to look inside. And inside I find us.
That's good.
Cherie and Michael's wedding day arrives.
Hey, son. Congratulations, son.
Thanks.
She's a beaut, Michael. She's kind. She's pretty. I think you two are gonna build a fine life together, son. I think you finally got everything you need.
Thanks, Dad. I couldn't agree with you more.
All right, come on. Let's get some food.
Happy anniversary to us. Happy anniversary to us.
Wow. Oh, no bubbly for me.
But this is a special occasion.
Doctor's orders.
What? What? Are you kidding?
Congratulations, Daddy.
I'm gonna be a dad. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Isn't it wonderful?
I love you so much.
I love you.
Mom! Here's your first look at your new grandchild. You're gonna love this. You can't believe how active this little one is. What's wrong?
Your dad called. He'd like all the kids to meet him down at the house.
Why?
Just call your dad, honey.
Mom, just tell me.
Your dad's been diagnosed with inoperable pancreatic cancer, and it doesn't look good.
Michael Jr. collapses with shock. Cherie and his mother comfort him.
All right, here are the rules. I want no tears. I want no sad faces. I want
want no phony happy faces either. I'm gonna call a press conference and tell everybody that I'm not just gonna lie down and let this happen to me. And I want life for the little ones to be as normal as possible. So you bigger kids, I want you to limit your visitations to weekends only. Okay?
Michael Jr. is at the library, desperately trying to find as much as he can about his father's condition. From the back of a shelf, he pulls out his old CB radio.
Breaker, breaker! I'm looking for help! I need alternative cancer cures. I desperately need a cure. Come back. Breaker, breaker, I need medical advice. Is anybody out there? Come back. I need alternative cancer cures. I'm looking for any kind of hope.
He buries his head in despair.
You going to talk to me, or are you going to let me sit out here and rot?
Jack.
I heard it on the news, Mike. I put my ears on for old time's sake, and there you were. I'm so sorry, man. What can I do? Over.
Tell me that I didn't lose the best friend that I've ever had. Tell me that I can find a cure before he dies.
God. How are you?
Good.
You look great, man.
Oh, it's good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
Okay. Yeah, no, I've got that. Right, right. But does this particular drug work on the immune system?
Well, it's looking very, very positive.
Okay, good.
No, it's adenocarcinoma. Yeah, I don't know why they give the longest names to the diseases that give you the shortest amount of time to live, but what it means is that I can't pretend that I have a hangnail. That's all. So I'm going in for traditional chemotherapy and whatever alternative medicines seem sensible. But hey, as long as I can still do this.
Oh, that's great.
Well, I guess I'm doing all right. Okay,
look
thanks.
At him.
Thanks a lot.
Always putting on a show, even when he should be resting.
Your dad belongs to the world. Always has.
I'm losing my father.
That's enough. Thanks. Thanks for
and I haven't
out.
Even really found him yet.
I appreciate it.
Hey, Mom.
Hi, honey.
You got a second to talk?
Of course. Come on in. Sit down. Are you all right?
Tell me something about Dad that I don't know. Something that'll make all the pieces fit.
Oh, Lord. Honey, your dad's a very complicated man.
But why? Why did he leave us?
I don't know for sure, but do you remember how you felt when you felt like your dad failed us? How you fell apart? Imagine that happened to you at 8 years old. Your dad told me this story once. It was about his 8th birthday, and he'd asked his mom for weeks to have a party. So they sent out the invitations. They decorated the house, and an hour before the guests were supposed to arrive, she canceled it. She said she didn't like 8-year-old boys. She never celebrated him in that house. Ever again. It felt like he didn't exist. It nearly destroyed him. And I think the thing that hurt him the most was that he couldn't talk to his father about it.
That's why he wrote all those shows about happy families. Because that's what he wished his childhood had been like.
Don't make the same mistake, Michael. You talk to him.
I'm afraid to. I don't even know how to make him listen.
Maybe you could write him a letter.
Michael starts a letter to his father. He puts the pen down and does not know what to write. Defeated, he lays his head down and closes his eyes. He has the same recurring dream, walking in his father's shadow. Autograph seekers are everywhere.
Thanks for coming out, I appreciate it.
Still in the dream, Michael Jr. stands behind his father. Michael turns to look at him. The boy steps out of his shadow. Michael kneels down beside him. They look at each other lovingly. They smile at each other. Michael puts his Stetson on his son's head. They hug each other affectionately. Michael Jr. wakes from his dream. He drives to his father's house. Outside the gates, press and photographers wait for any news. He drives through the gates and up the long drive. He sees his ailing father across the garden.
Hey, Dad. I've been doing some research on my own. This drug is being used in Mexico with amazing results.
Everybody's got a cure. Son, do you have any idea how many people have written me this week?
I mean, I understand.
It's all right. Let's take a walk.
Son, I appreciate you bringing the medicine. You gotta know, I got a medicine cabinet full of miracle cures from Mexico. It's not gonna work. Sit down. Come on, sit down. Light's pretty here, isn't it?
Yeah, it's nice.
It's my favorite spot.
You've lost more weight, Dad.
Yeah. The tumor's grown to twice the size, son. It won't be long now.
Dad.
Look, son, I'm not afraid. You know, I'm not afraid to die. Michael, I just don't want to be kept alive on any of those stinking machines. I mean, it's my life, right? And I think I'm the best judge of when it's over and when it's not over.
Dad, there's something that I want to tell you.
What am I going to do with the little kids?
I got kids that are scared, Mike.
Dad, there's something that I want to tell you, okay? I don't know where to start.
Well, maybe it's best that you didn't start, son, because I'm not feeling so good out here. After all, I'm going to go on inside.
Dad, I have to say this. Now listen to me.
What is it, Michael?
You were right. All along, I've wanted you to be miserable. But it's not because I didn't love you. Because I love you more than anybody in this whole world. I wanted you to realize that you'd made a mistake and come back to us. When I was a kid, Dad, you were the best. You were the best. And I miss that. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm glad you got that off your chest. Son, I'm glad.
Michael walks away, leaving his son to stand alone.
I, Winker. Tommy Tinker. No. Nose smeller. Mouth eater. Chin chomper. I'm a little tired. I'm gonna go on upstairs. Take a rest. Give me a hand up, would you, son?
Michael Jr. helps his father. With difficulty, they climb the stairs together.
The stairs are getting steeper every day. Listen, I'm real sorry about all this, son.
It's okay, Dad.
Yeah,
it's okay. Watch yourself. Watch your head.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Okay. Would you close those blinds, would you, son?
I'm really tired, Michael. I think I'm gonna get some rest. Get a little sleep. Sleep.
I love you, Dad.
I love you more.
Michael Jr. looks at his dying father. Images of the past appear as through a home movie. Michael is on the pier with a young Leslie and Michael Jr. in happier days in their lives. Michael hugs the children and all are happy.
Here, let's race these guys.
on the set of Bonanza, and Michael does a display with his gun for his smiling children.
It's been years since my father's passing. I know now that he loved me all along. But as I reflect on my own life and my father's, I realize that the choices we make in life often twist our paths beyond our control. They cause us to be and do things we'd never accept if we could step outside of ourselves and see clearly. By finally allowing him to be just a man, with human frailties and limitations, as well as strengths and virtues, I was able to put aside blame, forgive us both, and get on with my life.
Michael Jr.'s children rush down the stairs to greet their father. The End. A Father's Son, starred John Schneider, Joel Berth, and Cheryl Ladd. Music by Richard Bellis, produced by Jim Green, and directed by Michael Landon Jr. The audio description was voiced by Stephen Bergman for the MCS Agency on behalf of British Sky Broadcasting.